As public discussion on climate change and ways to arrest its impact continue around the world, one of many low-lying atolls in the Pacific wrestles with the issue right now. Awareness around climate change seems to have increased in recent years, with numerous international summits attended by governments and agreements signed. But RNZ Pacific's Koro Vakauta travelled to Kiribati with the New Zealand Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters last week and saw that action on the ground is not so obvious.
It was Winston Peters' first visit to Kiribati, and he was immediately struck by the challenges the main island of Tarawa was battling with.
Well, it's quite stark. I don't know whether you got to the high point. That's 3 metres. The fact is that, yes, there are serious issues here. The world and countries that are concerned about climate change and its effect, they need to be doing something about it now, not sometime in the future. Remedial action is possible, but let's put our collective minds together and our commitment together to do something about it.
Mr. Peters' sentiments are echoed by people on the ground. Maerere Eria is the pastor of a community church in a particularly vulnerable part of Tarawa, often inundated by king tides.
We can see that there is an increase of the high tides right now, and we see that it means damage a lot of seawalls, and not only that, it's also damaging our buildings as well.
Mr. Eria says the community used to witness king tides once or twice a year, but now it seems more like 5 or 6 times annually. Fellow community leader Tiakamatang Eretai says the tides have destroyed a seawall which once protected the village, and now, where there were once houses, there's a body of water.
There were houses here, but they were surrendered when the wave and the seawall was broken, so then they left, they departed the place.
The Kiribati president, Tanis Mamau, has been reticent around the topic of climate change, but he told a state dinner for Mr. Peters that he looked forward to working with New Zealand in strengthening the country's resilience.
It is our duty to build the resilience of our islands and people to this greatest security threat, to build the adaptive capacity of our islands and people, and we continue to call on our partners to join Kiribati in this fight.
But Mr. Eretai says he's experienced government in action. He says he signed an agreement with the government to help rebuild their seawall.
In the agreement, we are to provide the labour. We'll do the labouring, the work, but they will provide the materials and things like that. But that's never happened until today.
Mr. Eretai says the situation has left villagers wary.
Frustrated and tired of this because we reconstruct our temporary seawall, and the last 2-3 weeks the wind came with waves and hit the seawall and gone. And then we wake up again to put it up again.
Pastor Eria says while people debate and discuss the issue of climate change, his people are putting up with the impacts.
It's happening right now, and we really spend a lot of time praying about it, and who are the people who are willing to help us. We really suffer by this high tide.
Until assistance comes, Mr. Eria says his people will just battle away as best they can. This is Koro Vakauta.